kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome to Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nost, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks, Matt. I referenced on another show that it's been a kind of a wild week. Handed my notice in at work, got a really kind of attractive offer that I couldn't refuse. And so I'm changing jobs and I'm on garden leave, so I don't really have much to do for the next few weeks, which is nice, and family time. But I'll be free to kind of watch loads of movies and stuff, play some piano, so that's really fun. Loads of things in our world have changed all at once, so it's crazy stuff. I don't know how much I'm sort of allowed to say.
Okay.
I'm being ambiguous on purpose, but yeah, it's kind of cool. It's going to be interesting, but I won't say the reason why, but we're going to have my cousin Anthony, who was on a really early episode of Settle the Score, maybe like episode two or something.
The second fan show.
Second fan show, yeah. My cousin Anthony, who lives in Canada, him and his family, which is him, his wife, and his four-year-old and one-year-old, are moving in to our house. They're coming to the UK for an extended period of time, and our house made the most sense with the space that we've got. So yeah, we're going to have this like additional family. It's nice for Ezra to see his Canadian cousins and stuff. So yeah, I think we'll be hosting them through to Christmas from now, I think, to be honest.
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a stay.
Yeah. So the joys of visa complications and stuff like that. He's I'll contextualize. His work need to reset his visa process. He needs to be in out of Canada in order for that process to start. So he's going to work for them from here as a consultant, and then they start that process and he flies back over. He's renting his house still over there. So it's kind of crazy and stressful for him, but we're trying to mitigate as much as possible. I live in this incredible like community here where it's just 10 houses. And everyone's chipped in. Like we've got a twin buggy from those across the road, a cot bed from those people.
Oh, wow. So
it's incredible. We've just sent out a WhatsApp message explaining to people that we're going to have new house guests. And everyone's like, what can we do? And it's kind of like old school, this kind of community where I don't know any other situation like this. I've never lived in a community where everyone goes, yeah, what can we do? It takes a village. So super sweet. But it's been a crazy week. We found out on... we found out on Monday night he called me and he wasn't calling to ask to say, but immediately Anna and I were looking at each other going, it has to be this house. It makes so much sense. So our life is a little bit upside down, but that's what a family for, and I'm sure they'd do the same for us if we found ourselves in
somehow
Canada.
Found yourself marooned in Canada. Sure. Yeah. I don't know what situation that would be, but you might want to conjure it up and be like, guys, we got to come stay for 2.5 months.
We should write that script, whatever that is. Yeah. But anyway, so there you go. So crazy time, but also because of the job change, it means I've got 3 weeks to kind of settle them in and I don't have to be like on the desk.
Nice. The whole time. Well, congrats on the new job and
thank you.
The second family, congrats. Extended, just quadrupling the size of your family like that. Bam.
I know. It's funny. I said to Anna earlier, if we expect to go down the route of having a second child and then you get a 9-month prep time with Ezra to explain there's going to be a new baby and kind of get his tiny little brain around that stuff. But this is like, no, you're going to have an older and a younger sibling like that from one day to the next. So see how he copes with it. He's a resilient kid, so hopefully it'll be all right.
Yeah, but there's also a difference of, I still get mom and dad's undivided attention as opposed to now being split with a sibling.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be interesting and we'll watch this space. It might be interesting to watch Settle the Score and just see me slowly change, having three kids in the house compared to one, slowly deteriorate in energy level. It should be good.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased when my little sister was born. So I know that is a
chunk. Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, really interesting.
Dumped ornaments on her head when she was
no way.
8 months old or something, first Christmas with her. And I was like, fuck this bitch. And I just put a bunch of pencil and ornaments on her head. I was like, coming up on 2 years at that point.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't like this at all. But my older brother, he was excited when I was born. So, you know, you never know. He was 3 and a half pushing four. So I think there's a little bit difference of that and a 1 year old suddenly finding out that they're not the center of attention.
Yeah, yeah, I bet there is. I bet there is. So yeah, anyway, yeah, different world. And yeah, I didn't know I was going to share that all on Settle the Score. But hey, what is the scornament for, if not a therapy session?
Sure, sure. Well, with that being said, we are doing a scornament today. So this is something that we do for our patrons. It's a modified version of the regular show. We're going to do two round ones, and then the winner of each of those two rounds make it on to a regular round two and a regular round three. And at the end, we crown a champion, and that champion will move on to play Josh Sachs, the last scornament winner.
Wow, yeah.
And have our second ever scornament of champions. And eventually, I think we got to have like all the scornament winners square off here.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a champions, whatever league.
Yeah.
But our first two competitors today, by random drawing, we have two of our favorites coming back. Please help us welcome Drew Gorzycki and Andrew Scanlon. How are we, gentlemen?
Hey, guys.
Good. Hey, guys.
Welcome back to the show. How we feeling, guys? We feeling cocky? We feeling relaxed?
I got put in my place last time.
You never know. It could be your round.
Yeah.
Happy and excited to play again. Always a good time.
Yeah. How Matt, how do you feel being the only non-Andrew derivative in the room?
Oh. Like yeah. A fucking champion. I'll tell you that. Like a goddamn king. You know? You haven't watered down my name with a bunch of derivative bullshit. Yeah. There's a reason Matthew means gift of God. Is that from translation? So trust me, I enjoyed that as a kid when I found out. Oh yeah, all right, I like this. Yeah.
That's what you said to your little sister as you dumped her. This is a different God.
Exactly. That was my wrestling move right there.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, are we ready to play today's game?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Yep.
All right, here comes the bell for round number one. All right, once again, this is a modified version. There will not be any bonus questions on this, and we are playing first one that gets three right. There are five questions in this opening round, and for whoever moves forward, you get 10 points apiece for each question you got correct, and you'll lose 5 points for each one your opponent gets right. So the max score you can have going into round two is 30 points. The least you can have is 20 points. So, Drew, we'll start with you, Mr. Gorzycki. 1 through 5, sir. Where would you like to begin round number one?
I'm going to stick with 4. I've always gone with 4 because it's always been my lucky number. But on this show, it's always been unlucky. But I'm going to still stick with it. It's got to work one of these times.
One of these times. You know, just play rule of it, just the odds by the odds.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. One time it has to.
Can't keep rolling snake eyes. Eventually it's going to come up and it's going to be perfect for you.
Exactly.
All right. Your clue is playing by ear. Playing by ear. And don't forget, buzz in with your name when you think you have it, and I will call on you. You're guessing the movie itself. Andy, take it away.
Looking back on the track for a little green bag. Gotta find just the kind or I'm losing my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight.
Andrew?
Reservoir Dogs.
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh, nice.
All right, Andrew Scanlon is on the board first. 4 didn't work out, Drew, but I think...
again. Next time.
Next time, there you go.
Next time. All right, Andrew, 1, 2, 3, or 5. Where would you like to go next?
Let's keep it even. Let's go 2.
All right. Two it is. Your clue is Party Like It's 1985. Party Like It's 1985.
Just got to scroll up here 1 second. Okay. And here we go.
Yeah, I get to know your name.
True. Wedding Singer.
That is correct for 10 points.
You get.
All right, tie ball game right now. You each have one apiece. Drew, you got your choice, sir. 1, 3, or 5?
Oh, 3. Go 3.
All right, 3 it is. Your clue is animal rights slacktivists. Animal rights slacktivists.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job, Andrew. All right, we got 2 questions left. If Andrew gets the next one right, he moves on. If Drew gets it right, then we come down to the last one. So, Andrew, do you want number 1 or number 5?
Let's go.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
One.
I'm trying to look at the list and toggle back and forth between. I didn't realize it was going to be a visual. I was expecting an audio, but that's all right. Just for fucking with me on that, Drew, I'll give you a little hint here. I'll just mute Andrew's feed.
I think I've lost points every time I've played.
Have you?
I think so.
Son of a bitch. I only got one note, apparently, and I just sing that tune every time. All right. Your clue for number 1 is Dead and Loving It. Dead and Loving It. Andrew.
What We Do in the Shadows.
That is correct for 10 points. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Drew, unfortunately, means we have to say goodbye, sir.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I always have fun coming on. Good luck, Andrew.
Thank you.
And might I suggest next time, let's steer clear of 4.
Yeah. 4 is done.
Okay. You can do it if you want to. We can buck the trend eventually. All right. So, Andrew, we'll see you again in the second round.
Drew, you're welcome to hang and watch the rest of the show, obviously.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Andrew, we'll see you moving on. Drew, good to see you as always, sir.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.
All right. Our next 2 competitors, and I forgot to do the bell once again. I only do this on the scornaments.
Oh, the second round one?
I didn't do it on theirs.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I end up screwing that up every single time.
Weird. I wonder if it's because you bring both people in at once and it kind of just messes with the
who knows? Who knows? But I screwed that up. So we'll have it going forward. All right. 2 players coming in now. Please help us welcome back Melissa Woody and, for the first time, Michael Clements. Welcome back to the show and to the show, Michael.
Hey. I did your thing.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Wow.
Man, I might get bonus points right out the gate right there. Parenthetical point.
See, I also put on a hat because you were wearing a hat. Just sucking up the mad nose.
Wow. Mirroring always works. All right. So you 2 obviously know the rules. It is 1 to 3 questions correct, moves forward. And we'll do it right this time. Here's the bell for round number 1. All right. So, Melissa, we'll give you opening choice 1 through 5. Where would you like to begin this round?
3.
All right. 3 it is. Your clue for number 3 is exorcising your demons. Exorcising your demons. Oh, Andy's still dialing it in right now. This one is deceptively complex. I didn't realize.
Okay, here we go.
Laminate the stasis. Mama, mama, serpentine. I got my breathalyzer. And my body's clean.
I'll give you another clue.
Thank you.
Sure. Thanks. I'm drawing a blank on that.
It's all right. Your second clue is the battle for love. Exorcising her demons and the battle for love.
Melissa. Death becomes her? I don't know.
Incorrect.
I'll throw out a guess. Ready or not?
Incorrect as well. I'll give you another clue. Your next clue is her past is your present.
Mike. Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
That is correct for 10 points. All right. Just like that, Michael's on the board.
Good work, Andy. That wasn't on you, man. That was just on me only seeing that movie once.
Yeah, same.
Perfect. We picked the perfect song to open with. Great.
Pulled the nerves for me.
Oh, man. What if it's five straight that you guys are like, God, I saw that so long ago one time, motherfucker.
It's possible.
All right, so Michael, you're on the board first, and you now have choice 1, 2, 4, or 5.
I hear 4 is pretty good.
Oh, a shot across your bow, Drew. Are you going to take that shit, man? What is this?
Oh, you lost the hat. Come on.
That's not a bitch. All right, 4 it is. Your clue is back. To the future. Back to the future.
Michael. Star Trek Into Darkness?
Incorrect.
Melissa. Is it Star Trek 09?
It is Star Trek from 2009.
Oh, man, that's going to hurt me.
Sorry.
I would have done the same thing. Don't worry.
Yeah, it was a good pull. Right when you got it, I was like, oh, man, he is on it. Son of a bitch. I feel bad.
No.
All right. So it's 10 points apiece. You each have 1. Melissa, you now have choice again. 1, 2, or 5.
4 bit me in the ass.
1.
Dude, it's cursed. It's cursed. Drew's in the background going, I fucking told you.
It's because it's run by a Chicago fan and he hates Yadier Molina.
That's the worst. I'm sorry, Melissa, what numbers did you say?
1.
All right, 1 it is. Your clue for number 1 is cowl before me. Cowl before me.
Stopped with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world back to place, take a look at yourself and then make a change.
I don't know what that's from.
You guys want a second clue?
This is just not going well.
Yeah, no, not for me. I love the song, though. It's one of my favorite MJ songs.
Yeah.
First one was cowl before me. Your second clue is putting the pieces together. Cowl before me. Drew is correct, by the way, in the background. He just held up a sign. It's all right. Look, you guys, I'm sure we're in the background going, I know this one. Yeah. I know this one. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have got the Reservoir Dogs the Reservoir Dog one pretty quick.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you another clue.
This is embarrassing.
Yep.
The clue is some assembly required. Putting the pieces together and cowl before me. Andrew is right as well. Yeah.
Good for you guys. That first just, clue is doing nothing for me. Like nothing.
Okay. Cowl before me. Putting the pieces together. Some assembly required. All right, we're going to move on. Andy, yeah. I would say pull up last week's show that's technically, or the last show we did. So if we need a tiebreaker between the two of them, we can just use one of those since they haven't heard it yet.
Sure. All right. Yeah, I got you.
And then you can just choose whichever one you like.
Okay.
If it comes up. All right. So we will move on. So Melissa, you chose that one. So I'll go ahead and let you choose again, 2 or 5.
What was the answer?
The answer is, gentlemen, in unison, what was the answer? 2, 1, go.
The Lego Batman
movie.
Lego Batman movie.
That is correct.
Okay.
Got it. That is correct.
Would you believe me if I said I've only seen that once?
Yeah. I've only seen it once as well.
You both have only seen that once? Perfect.
Yeah.
Plan is coming to fruition. This is great.
Be gone, sir.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. All right, so 2 or 5, Melissa, where would you like to go next?
5. 5.
Okay, this is definitely one I know you both have only seen once.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
So this is going to work out great. Your clue is Cohen for broke. Cohen for broke.
Mike. Oh, Brother Art, though.
That is correct for 10 points. All right. If Mike gets this next one correct, he moves on. If Melissa gets it, then we'll go to Andy for the final one of this opening round. And your clue is Toy Story. Toy Story.
Okay.
Dialing it in. I think Andy is ready. Here we go. Here we go.
In this Mike.
I heard Mike's name first. Andy, did you? I think he started his name first. So, Mike, what's your guess?
Transformers.
That is correct for 10 points.
I did it, Ma.
Never seen that, and I never want to.
It's not bad. The first one's not that bad.
Sure.
In my opinion, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not. But at the same time, it's not that good either. So,
I like Bumblebee the most.
I would agree. I would agree. But Melissa, that means we have to say goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Melissa, it was wonderful meeting you.
Yeah, I feel bad because we managed to pick, and by me, I managed to pick a bunch of movies you guys have either seen once or never seen. That was inadvertent and wasn't intentional. So Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. Now you get to stand in the back, and if you get a question right and they're struggling on it, Please just flash the camera and I'll let the two players know. Look, fucking Melissa would be kicking you guys' ass right now.
Okay.
Just so you know.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. All right, I'm going to drop Melissa out. We will bring Andrew back on. And here we are, gentlemen. So.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. You're a legend.
You are.
No, that's my brother. My brother.
You're my legend. He's your older brother, right?
He is.
I'm the younger of two as well, so.
It's a sign.
Exactly.
All right, so you each have 25 points. Since both of your competitors got one question right in the opening rounds, you lost 5 points apiece for that. So it is 25 to 25, all tied up. Here is the bell for round number two. All right. Let's see. What, Andrew, you went first in your round in the opening round?
Drew did.
You both went second to open up. All right. Well, since I asked you, Andrew, we'll let you go ahead and go first. This is the 5 second round. The way this works, once you make your selection one through five, I will give a clue and Andy will play a 5 second snippet of the song. If either of you can guess this movie in the opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to the second five of music, it makes it worth 5 points. So, Andrew, one through five, where would you like to begin? Round number two.
Sure as hell not picking four. So let's go with one. Let's go back to one.
All right. Number one, it is your clue is stool sample. Stool sample.
Peach, you're so cool.
Andrew.
Super Mario Brothers movie. The Super Mario Brothers movie.
That is correct for 10 points.
Haven't even seen that one once.
It's fun. It's a fun watch.
It is fun.
I heard.
All right.
The best part, if you ever played the N64 Donkey Kong, they did the DK rap, which is the intro to that. And it's perfect.
Cool. I was never a big Nintendo guy. Sorry. Yeah. I started with PlayStation.
You started with PlayStation?
Yeah, then moved to Xbox. I know it's the unpopular opinion, but what I like. It's what I like.
That's what you're into. I'm just more flabbergasted with your first was a fucking PlayStation. I'm already the oldest person on this show. Makes me feel even older.
Yeah, I was a Mega Drive guy. That's the appropriate like non-Nintendo start.
Mega Drive. I even heard of that. That sounds like the off-brand we've got.
You don't know
AIM Station.
Sega Mega Drive. Oh, crazy.
No.
It was the Nintendo rival over here, so I don't know.
We had Sega Genesis. I'm sure it's the same system.
I think the Mega Drive was earlier than the Genesis.
Yeah. Okay.
Genesis was like post SNES. Like it was kind of getting closer to the 60.
Guys, I had a fucking Atari. That's how old I am. That was my first system. I was like five when we had the car. I played Pitfall.
Yeah, then ColecoVision.
I'm not that ancient, you son of a bitch. Yeah, I've already qualified for retirement, according to you. All right. So Andrew got the points on that. Makes it 35 to 25. And Andrew, you have your choice. 2 through 5. Where are we going next?
Let's go 2.
All right. 2, it is your clue is the force is strong with this one. The force is strong with this one.
Okay, here we go.
Andrew.
Damn,
he's quick. Almighty.
That is correct for 10 points.
Andrew's quick.
That was quick. That was quick. I was listening to him going, damn, I know what this is, and that's tough. All right, makes it 45 to 25. Andrew, 3 through 5.
Let's go 3.
All right, 3 it is. Your clue is a monster of your own creation. A monster of your own creation.
I had strings, but
Andrew. Oh, fuck.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
That is correct for 10 points. I feel your pain on that, Mike. Because as soon as he like finished his name, you're like, I know this fucking answer.
Yeah.
I know this fucking answer.
It sucks.
Not a great movie,
it's so much harder. At, like, let me tell you, listen on Spotify at home. I bet 1,000, but here it's like, nah.
Yeah, that's look. He's on it. It's all right. There's plenty of game left, though. You know that.
Oh yeah, no, this is fun. This is a good time. Thank you guys for having me on here.
All right, so Andrew, 4 or 5? Will you skip the dreaded 4?
Pick it.
Fuck 4.
There we
go.
Oh,
going
man,
I get
Andrew.
It.
That's right. That's right.
Pressure. Pressure.
Prove the number wrong. You got this. Peer but I'm here to prove it right. So let's
every time.
Okay, Rocky 4. Rocky 4.
All right. Your clue is the method to the madness. The method to the madness.
Okay.
Tropic Thunder.
That is correct for 10 points. All right, is 65 to 25. We have one left in this second round.
All 1 second answers, just boom. He is on. Damn, all right. Let's go. Game 7, I'm trying to push it. Let's do it.
Yeah, this is Houston Bodley level quickness.
Yeah, this is.
All right. Your clue for the last one of round number 2 is... Baby Driver. Baby Driver.
My grandma and your grandma.
Mike.
Hangover.
Incorrect.
Fuck, at least I got an answer in.
Well, you're not out of it yet.
No, I only won in the second round.
Well, I'm just saying, he may get this wrong, and then we'll go to a second 5 of music. You both can guess again. There is that possibility.
Oh, yeah, no.
Can I hear the 5 seconds again?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
My grandma and your grandma sitting by a fire.
I know a movie that this was in, but I don't know if the clue fits
that. I said a movie I was in. It didn't work for me.
That is true.
This is number 4, isn't it?
Oh, shit.
What do you want to do, Andrew? Make a guess?
If I do the next 5 seconds, is it just me?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do that.
All right. So we'll do the next 5 of music. This is for Andrew only still. And then if he doesn't have a guess or he guesses incorrectly, I will give another clue at that point. You both can guess. So, Andrew, here is your second 5 of music.
Talking about hey now, Ike Waka Wane, Giacomo Fina Anane.
I think that's like the end of the movie.
What do you want to do?
The Mask.
Mask?
The Mask, yes.
Incorrect. Incorrect. So I will give another clue. Your second clue is Road Trippin'.
Mike.
Mike.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Incorrect. Incorrect. Baby Driver and Road Trippin'. Andrew, you got it. I'll give a third clue.
Yeah. I'll just throw out a guess then. Beetlejuice.
Incorrect.
Okay.
All right. Third and final clue is my poker face.
Andrew. Rain Man.
That is correct for 5 points.
Oh man, I just now got that clue. That's
I literally just because they're is that the end of the movie where they drive off or no?
Is that the very end of the movie? That might, but I mean, he deals with cars. He's driving him around. He's the younger brother, so baby.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's what it was.
No, I guess The Hangover, and they copied the scene from Rain Man in The Hangover.
Yep.
And I still didn't think of Rain Man. Like, I still got it wrong. Like, that was the original. Damn it.
You know that?
Oh, sorry, Matt.
I was going to say, that five felt like a four, guys. Just so you know, that felt like a four.
Have you ever seen anybody more stumped than me?
Yeah, I was going to say, Drew put in the private chat, I finally know a four about that one. And sorry, Drew, but that was number five, technically. Number four was still, I don't think that's your number.
Stop! It's fine. That number not to get now. All of us, Drew just unleashed the curse of four on all of us. It's like some weird ring situation. I'm looking around for fours. I didn't realize that was a cursed number. All right. Well, that ends round number two. It's 70-25. Here is the bell for round number three. All right, so this is our betting round. Andrew, since you're in first place, you will have opening selection. And I will give a clue, and you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this movie in. Four is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once you set your initial bet, then we'll go over to Michael, and you can bid one note fewer all the way down to zero, or go ahead and tell them to settle the score. But we bid back and forth until one of you tells the other to settle the score, and at that point, that person is answering alone. Your point values are 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets those points. You each have a lifeline to ask for one extra clue, but you only have one of those. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it one time and one time only. And if you get the question right, you will double the points available on the board, but if you get it wrong, you will get nothing. So, Andrew, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number three?
Go back to one.
Back to one it is. Your clue is block party. Block party.
Let's go 50.
All right, 15 notes. Michael, over to you, sir.
Twelve.
11.
10.
10 notes.
9,
says Andrew.
Settle.
All right, on 9 notes, it's worth 15 points. Andrew, you do have your lifeline if you'd like a second clue. Your first clue again was block party. And I'm sure you're both aware you can use your lifeline clue on the double down if the need arises. Here are your 9 notes. Do you want to hear that again?
No. I mean, yes. Andy put in the work. I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to kick myself if it's not. I think it's just called Tetris.
That is correct for 15 points.
Is that Taron Egerton or something?
Like yeah.
That? I forgot about that movie.
It's surprisingly good.
Okay.
Was it directly to streaming or did it actually get like a theater?
No, I'm pretty sure it's directly to streaming. I think it's an Apple Plus.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
I do like Taron Egerton.
Yeah, he's good.
But Michael managed to pick another movie you haven't seen. So Mike and I am undefeated this game on you.
They've been all fairly recent movies, though, haven't they?
The ones you haven't seen? Yeah, but we have used these on the show. That is the caveat of the Scornament.
I know.
Been used on the show.
Like, I get it. It's just...
Yeah. We're trying to mix it up.
Just not the brightest person.
I wouldn't say that in the slightest. You know, being the oldest person on the show, which we have firmly established, I probably have the least mental capacity. So that, you know, that's true. You should say that's
fucking man, true. I work in a retirement home. I see it firsthand.
Oh, that's so it doesn't end well for us, is what you're saying.
You got to get out of retirement home if you want it to end well.
Can I ask what you do?
I'm a plant ops director. So essentially maintenance in a retirement home.
Okay, that's cool. I'm a nurse, and you said long hours, so I was like, poor late. I got you.
All right, so it makes it 85 to 25. Still anybody's ball game. Andrew, you have your choice, 2 through 5. Where are we going next?
2, please.
All right. 2, it is. Your clue is greed is good. Greed is good. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, it's not clearly the obvious movie we're quoting from right now. Just
yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. You shouldn't say that obvious one out loud, so I still don't think what it is.
I know, I'm like, okay, hold on.
There's not an obvious one for me. So
that's a direct quote from one specific movie. I'm just letting you know. It's not the movie that we're quoting. Just try and be fair. So, Andrew, greed is good is your clue. How many notes would you like to open the bidding with?
I'd like to go back to 15, please.
All right, 15. Michael, over to you, sir.
I will go 14.
14.
13 sounds great.
13.
Lucky number 12.
12.
11.
11 from the French gentleman. Yeah. Oui, oui.
Wait, that's like Italian? Never mind.
That is, that's all right, though. We bought it. You know what I mean? Hey. Listen, they're not from North America, so they're less than us, right, Andy? So we're at 11. Michael, over to you.
10.
10.
You go ahead and settle that score.
You son of a bitch. All right, let's do this.
My mom's a nice lady.
All right, on 10 notes, your clue again is greed is good.
All right.
Michael, you do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. Here are your 10 notes. Michael, if it helps, I think you've only seen this once. You can hear it as many times as you like.
I think I know it, but I could be completely wrong. I'm just trying to decide between two right now.
Okay. Do you want to hear the music again while you ponder?
Yeah, please, if you don't mind, Andy.
Yeah, of course.
Greed is good, and then there's that. Can I get the second clue?
All right. Michael's going to use his lifeline clue. First one, once again, was greed is good. I'm mainly just saying that so Andy has a second to read through the list.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just...
No, I wasn't... Oh, okay. I feel time sometimes when I know that it's going to take him a second to read through.
Got it.
Plus, that's we're not going to use any patron clues if this is one that we have any patron clues for. So we got to separate those out mentally, and it takes a second sometimes.
Any scandal clues?
Look, okay. I thought about giving you one earlier that with your own name attached to him, be like, let's mess with this guy a little.
I think I gave your brother one of his own clues when the game was over.
Yeah, it was for Monty Python.
Right.
The King's Man or whatever. But he jumps at like 50 clues, so he's like...
Okay, Michael, your lifeline clue is the Book of Eli. The Book of Eli.
Well, that definitely throws a wrench into what I was originally thinking. God.
Greed is good and the Book of Eli.
I'm completely drawing a blank on this. I'm just going to guess Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That is incorrect. So well, Andrew,
I was thinking of the first. I was in the same ballpark.
Well, Andrew, you can take the 10 points, or you can double down on it and use your lifeline if you want to double on the double down as well.
Like a quadruple down.
I'll just take the points, but can I just stab in the dark guess?
Sure.
Is it Raiders?
It is not.
Okay, it's very Indiana Jonesy, so I agree.
It was
so
between the two.
Melissa's in the background, and she got it correct.
Hey,
whiteboard. Yep. The Book of Eli. The answer is There Will Be Blood.
I just watched that yesterday. Damn it. Like, it's one of my favorite movies. Wow.
That's awesome. Never seen it.
Oh man.
Let's see. I'm just climbing up a list of embarrassments.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
That happens. And that is, I think that's the hardest score that we've had on the show, to be fair.
It's such a good movie, though, man. It's so good.
So when I played my brother, I watched Boogie Nights the night before, and he got that question over me.
Like, yeah, well, you know, sometimes it happens.
Andrew, you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
I listened to that episode driving home from work today.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You played your brother. Because I saw your name was on, and I'm like, let's do a scouting report on this guy. Let's see how good he really is.
That's smart. You overall, everybody that's been on so far.
You have not disappointed.
Nerd.
Exactly. I don't know what's wrong to be a nerd of settle the score. Bonus point, Milo.
Yeah,
you know
what you're saying? Fucking, hey, right, bonus point.
Yes, sir.
That's right. God, that's, you already had one bonus point. That's another bonus point. Right there. Calling him nerd, I'm taking a point away, Andrew. Yes.
What?
Self-fulfilling prophecy, you son
losing
of a bitch.
Losing more points.
Losing
you,
points.
Do you hear that? Is that the consequences of your own actions, Andrew?
So Andrew DeFalton just took the points on that. We have three left to choose from, 3 through 5. Where do you want to go next?
Is it on me still?
It is on you, sir.
Three, please.
Three it is. All right. Your clue is Game of Bones. Game of Bones. What'd you say?
15.
15.
I'm going to hit him with a surprise here. 14, yeah.
14.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. He juked you. One.
10.
10.
Got it. Settle. I just showed my card saying I'm not confident about this at all.
Don't worry. All right. Could be anything.
Well, on 10 notes, it's worth 10 points. And your clue again is Game of Bones. And Andrew, you do have your lifeline. If you'd like to use it, here are your 10 notes.
That would be The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is correct. And the best part is the look on Melissa's face as she, oh shit, furiously grabs her whiteboard and starts just. all right, the 10 points go to Andrew.
That's another one timer.
That's so another one timer.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of it. It's not one of my favorites.
All right.
But My fiance is afraid of claymation.
Afraid of claymation?
She's like creeped out by like the art style. So
really? That's interesting.
I don't know why. She's just like, it doesn't seem natural. I was like, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of the claymation is like horror.
But like specifically claymation or stop motion in general?
I think it's a combination of the two.
She saw Jason and the Argonauts too early or something like that.
Yeah, way too early. She hates, fucking Housen, Harryhausen. God, that's not his goddamn name. Anyway, we have two left, Andrew. You have your choice, the dreaded four or number five?
Let's do it, number four.
It's taking it head on. There we go.
It's a good answer. I like that pick. Good pick.
All right. Your clue for number four is speak of the devil. Speak of the devil.
Let's go 10.
10. Michael, over to you.
9.
9.
8.
8.
Settle.
All right, on 8 notes, it makes it worth 15 points. And Andrew, you've got your lifeline if you'd like to use it still. And the clue, once again, is speak of the devil.
Can I hear it again, please?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and use my clue.
All right. He's going to use his lifeline clue.
Okay.
So Andy's going to read through a list of those right now. Determine your lifeline clue.
Okay. Andrew, your lifeline clue is that's the spirit. That's the spirit.
Oh, is this Beetlejuice?
This is Beetlejuice. You guys just brought it up. It's like, oh, interesting.
Dude, I'm just praying for no Lord of the Rings seeing what's behind him.
All right, so we have one left, and currently it is 119-25.
Yeah, a lot to a little. He actually did take the point off. I was like, 119? That's a very specific number.
I
didn't
remember. I took that point off. That's you right. Insult us. You lose points.
I have my Tinder profile.
What did I say this time?
You called him a nerd for being a fan of the show.
No, I said I was a nerd.
Oh, really? Okay, point back.
It was his scouting report, and I was like, he's a nerd, like me, and that's about it. Like, that's
I just heard you call him a nerd, and I was offended on all of our behalf.
No, never.
All of us. Listen, in the background, I saw Melissa and Drew both gasp. You could see that. And so much so, Drew fainted. He's now just a black screen on my. All right, but we have one left in the game, and your clue is a destiny unfolds. A destiny unfolds. Ten notes. Michael, over to you, sir.
Nine.
Let's go 8.
8. I'm going to double you down. You need to settle that, buddy. Got a big comeback. I smell it.
Yeah. Exactly. The double down on this will be worth 95 points. So what? I'm all game at that point.
Yeah, dude.
This is
you did this yourself, Andrew.
All right. Your clue again is A Destiny Unfolds.
That would be Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. So, Michael, you can double down on this.
Oh, yeah. I'm doubling down, baby. Can I hear it again, though?
No? You sure can.
It's definitely familiar. Hey, you know what the answer is? I need some points, man. Whisper me.
Another. Let me think of a clue.
Yeah, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Let's just say
that is incorrect. That
all
is
right, incorrect. Good.
Is episode three?
It is not episode three.
Is it Star Wars at all? Wars?
It is Star Wars.
Okay, cool. I don't want to be tacking. Guess it.
Destiny.
Yeah. Good for you, Mark. Pardon me, Mike. Bring it a little fast. Yeah. It was The Force Awakens. Force Awakens.
Yeah.
It is March of the Resistance from The Force Awakens.
That's a good one.
But on that, Andrew, you are today's winner, sir. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you.
You take it. We'll bring Melissa back in. And Drew had to depart. So thank you, Drew, for joining us. And Andrew is today's winner. You have the floor, sir, to plug, promote, say whatever you like, man. Go ahead and take it away.
As always, I just love coming on and playing. Super fun game. Community is great. Always a fun time. Check out Melissa's podcast. She's doing awesome stuff. So you're welcome.
Yeah, geez.
yeah, check out her podcast. I'll let her speak more to it, but it's some awesome stuff. Just love hanging out with you guys. Love having a good time. Love playing the game. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And you move on to the next Scornament of Champions. We'll be taking on Josh Sachs, I believe it is. So we will be seeing you on the show very soon. Michael, a valiant effort. You came in second place.
Hey.
First time ever on the show. You came in second. Not bad.
Yeah. Thank you. Is this where I'm supposed to plug?
Hey, go ahead.
I don't have anything to plug. I just wanted to say, if you guys aren't subscribing to them on Patreon, please do. This is a lot easier to get on than going on YouTube and Twitter. This pretty much is almost a guarantee. Subscribe. Matt and Andy, I just want to take a second and say thank you. I've been listening to you, Matt, at least last 10 years. You guys have helped me through a lot of dark times in my life, whether it be Settle the Score, Cinephiles, Schmoes, Top 10. So I have a lot to owe to you guys. And this is really kind of one of those small dreams come true type of thing. So thank you for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
Man, it was an honor to have you. And I can't wait to fuck up the next show that you're on and by picking a bunch of movies you have no recollection of. God, it was like a skill I had today.
Nah, man, it's good. It's good.
Oh, and I screwed over Melissa on that too. But Melissa, what's the podcast? Let the people know.
Well, I really don't know how to follow that. That was lovely. Just want to say that. And yeah,
I can't take a compliment, so I just made a fucking joke.
Yeah, I
processed human emotion.
on the opposite side of that scale, I can take a compliment. And if Melissa, if you don't start that, then
yeah, I'm not good at taking compliments. But thank you, Andrew, for shouting out my podcast. But yeah, the show that I'm doing is called Film Coven. It's a show celebrating women in film with my co-host Kelly and I. I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I'm doing all the editing too, so that's been a lot of fun to get back into. So yeah, and thank you again for having me. It was so much fun. And yeah, just this was not my game, even playing along. I mean, I knew a lot of the scores this time, which is weird because usually that's the round I just do terrible on. So it was interesting, but yeah. And also congrats, Andy, with your new job. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. Thank you to the three of you for joining us and for Drew, who had to leave a little bit early. But it was awesome to see all of you again. And Michael, for the first time on the show, welcome. We hope to have you back on another Scornament in the near future. And it was very kind of you, Michael. I do appreciate it. I just genuinely don't take compliments.
I'm the same way. I don't either.
But that is it for the scoreament today. Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, Michael, I'll follow up what Matt said. And that means a lot. Obviously, I'm new to this world in some respects. So to have any amount of impact on someone's life for the better is an honor. And Drew's back. That's great.
Drew's back. Hey. Back in the room. There he is.
Yeah. So like I said, fuck Drew and his...
Good summation. Keep it going.
Thanks to all of you for your never-ending support. And it's so much fun to interact with you as regularly as I get to. Look, I know, Melissa, you don't take compliments well, but I would argue that of all the YouTube shows that are not professional, as in full-time, I don't mean yours is unprofessional, I just mean not full-time, because you have a job, I think Film Coven is the greatest editing on a show that isn't a full-time job. It's unbelievable that you get actually what you get out of it in terms of the output that we get to see. So, yeah, very well done. And I highly recommend anyone, whether you think that you'd be that way inclined to enjoy a Women in Film podcast or not, it's really good information, really funny, makes me laugh, and like I say, like the best editing on the internet, I think. So
well done for that. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you said so many nice things about us.
Yeah.
I'm stressed out right now.
And Drew, we got to tell all of them, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to have you on again.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate always being here. Oh, I've almost forgotten my running gag thing that I So I almost forgot.
You don't have a hat next time that says fuck fours. I think we've dropped the ball.
I'm going to do it.
All right. Well, that is it for this tournament. Our thanks once again to all four of you. It was great to see you all again. And Michael, for you to join us for the very first time. Yeah. And you can follow Andy at STS_AndyM. And you can follow me at Matt Nost. That is it for this week's tournament, or this tournament this time around. We'll see you guys next time with another new episode. Until then, adios.